a little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids doing best they can.
Jack and Diane, a powerful and poignant paean to American consciousness. But according to Jimmy Gutterman, my guest tonight, American journalist, who's written for Rolling Stone and all sorts of other things, one of the worst rock and roll records of all time. And this is just the start. That's number 50. How dare you?
It gets worse from there.
What's wrong with that?
Gosh, well, I'm a big John Mellencamp fan, and, you know, he's made some great records, and has done, he's actually done some fine work with a lot of people. He's worked with, made a great record with James McMurtry, made a great record with Mitch Ryder, was really, But then there's this record, which is abominable. And he was just someone who, in 1982, when he made this record, wasn't ready, really wanted to make these big statements about America and life and
Jack and Diane doing the best that they can to American kids.
That's right, but you know the
chewing on chili dog.
I know, but the problem was that he was doing the best that he could to as a songwriter, and he just wasn't ready.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that sentiment?
Oh gosh, wait, do you want to start with the cliches?
Yeah,
do you,
go on. Okay, that's take the cliches. Point. Yeah.
Oh, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Does that mean that life goes on after you're dead? That's right, reincarnation, folks. Here on BBC One.
That's the only cliche in the song, then, isn't it? I can't think of any others.
We can go through the whole thing.
Poetry, isn't it?
Well, doggerel.